USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today's the 8th anniversary of a mass shooting in Tucson, Arizona that killed 6 people and seriously wounded several others, including then-Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Patricia Mace was labeled a hero for helping to disarm the young shooter that day.
Thank you for taking the time to remember. It's important. People whose loved ones have been taken, all they do is want you to remember so that they don't fade away.
Giffords is expected to be on hand today as Democrats in the U.S. House introduce a bill to require universal background checks for all gun sales. President Trump is to address the nation tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern on what he calls a national security crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. He's considering declaring a national emergency to get funding for a border wall, and he's to visit the border on Thursday. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see 2 gas stations and 1 sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Turkey's president snubbing President Trump's national security advisor John Bolton, refusing to meet with him because he's angry that the U.S. has put down a new condition for U.S. forces to leave Syria. Bolton has said that the U.S. wants assurances Turkey will not attack America's Kurdish allies there. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says even though many U.S. troops will be pulling out of Syria soon, they're still committed to the fight against ISIS and other terror groups there.
This is not just about a particular tactic that we take amongst the coalition. This is about a combined understanding that the most significant threat to the region is Daesh and the Islamist Revolution and their revolutionary efforts in the region.
Arizona's Sky Harbor International Airport renaming Terminal 3 there for the late Republican Senator John McCain, who died in August at the age of 81. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More than 1 million convicted felons in Florida can start registering to vote. The amendment that voters approved to restore many felons' voting rights takes effect today. People convicted of murder or sex offenses not eligible to vote, though. And before voting rights can be restored, felons have to complete their prison sentence as well as any probation. The Marine Corps is now training men and women together for the first time ever. The Corps announcing that one of their battalions at Recruit Depot Paris Island in South Carolina began integrating a female platoon and a male platoon over the weekend. A platoon of about 50 women will live at the barracks with a male platoon, but will still be led by female drill instructors. The Marines noting the change is not permanent, but they're standing by to see how the integrated training pans out. The Marine Corps is the only military branch that separates women from men during training. And U.S. News and World Report's annual Best Jobs Rankings for 2019 has software developer at the top of the list. The most recent government figures show the median salary for that job is over $101,000 a year. Demand for software developers is only projected to increase by as much as 30% over the next 7 years. Other best jobs on the list include statistician, dentist, nurse practitioner, and pediatrician. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.